Venus, an adventure with Rocky Starr. When Turner's secrets were learnt, the fate of our friends was sealed. Soon they're all prisoners in the Vintram Palace. Despite their position, Rocky remains cheerful. Later, Gorg sends for him. He and Mitch go to the madman's room. Seeing a gun lying on the table, Rocky grabs it and points it at Gorg.
Stay where you are, Gorg.
What?
Take care of your Mitch.
I got him, pal. Choke the neck off him if he moves.
You cannot do this to me. I am king of Venus.
Stop thief, and we get you just where we want you, Gorg.
You think, eh?
Don't move while I lock this door.
That will not save you.
Ah, that's better. Now we can talk.
I have nothing to discuss with you.
Ah, yes, you have. And unless you behave yourself, I'll shoot.
You fool!
Look out, Rocky! Stay put, pal.
You killed him.
He deserves it, Joe.
Ah, good work, Rocky. You saved us and the earth from destruction.
Back down below and bring Buck down here, Mitch.
Right.
And don't say anything to the others right now.
Oh, boy, have you turned the tables on that age. Say, you could be king of Venus if you want, you know.
Who's that?
Mitch. Gorg's still alive.
Very much alive.
Oh, the deuce.
You are surprised?
What a mark.
My little joke has stopped
you, eh? You were right, Sire.
Cut out your crying, will you?
Hold it, Mitch. Well, Gorg,
forgive me, my little trick. I could not resist.
But I shot you with that gun on.
You should have fired at my head. I wear a bulletproof vest.
It wouldn't have made any difference.
It is a wise precaution when you are a ruler such as I.
Wait a minute. You left that gun there so I could get it.
Yes. Of course, I took the precaution of loading it in blank. You are not pleased, sir.
Why did you do it?
To prove to you how stupid it is to fight me. I am too clever for you or anyone else. Much too clever. Do not oppose me, Rocky. Instead, join with me.
Yeah, don't make me giggle.
I will appoint you a general of my army. You will have great power in my new empire. I need men like you. Does the idea appeal to you?
Not particularly.
Sure. With my help, you could become one of the most powerful men in the universe.
I'm not interested, Dog.
I think you will be. Either you join me, or you and your friends die. I will give you an hour to decide. Remember that Marley's and Anne's future depends on your decision.
You are lovely, as Rocky said.
Who is?
You, Anne.
Rocky said that.
Does it surprise you?
Yes, it does.
You are in love with me?
I'm nothing of the sort.
You are?
Oh, you're being ridiculous, Marla.
You cannot fool me. When you speak of him, there is a different note in your voice. And it's just a lightning.
You're quite wrong.
Please, you're not in love with John, even though he said you had promised to marry him.
I didn't promise that at all.
Young things to do.
He's mistaken, Marla.
Then, it is all.
Oh, for goodness sake, stop questioning me. I told you before, he's not interested in any woman. He lives for excitement and adventure. Mm.
That is like that, too. Look at him now, stepping around our cell when he should be close to us.
Let's talk of something else.
Very well. So it is not his place.
Is Vokdar still asleep?
Yes, he's asleep. Poor Vokdar. He feels that everything is lost. He's so tired. Once he was full of time, now he is so tired. He feels that everything is lost.
Beginning to agree with him. Hopeless, Marla. We can't do anything to stop Gorg's invasion of Earth.
No one can now. My heart is dead for your people. When Gorg unleashes his bombs on your city, oh, and it will be awful. You have no idea of the destruction that will follow.
I can guess. And the physicists, you know. I wonder what Rocky and Mitch are doing.
Inspecting our graves, I should say.
Marla, you're as gruesome as Mitch.
I say so. Gorg will sacrifice us all to the sun god.
You put
you have talked to him.
He will do.
It is a pity. I will hate dying. Just you.
Why?
Well, I feel that Rocky is very fond of me. I can be very persuasive.
Must you always bring the conversation back to Rocky?
You are in love with him, and you are jealous.
Oh, thank
you.
Anne? Yes, Anne?
Come over here quickly.
Coming.
I think I have found a way out.
Anne, have you?
Look. There is a door in the floor.
So that is why you have been wandering round and round our cell.
See if we can open it.
How can we?
I'll try to lever it up a little with this wooden bar. If I do, you two get your fingers under it. Tough.
You Leon, you moved it a little.
Yes, yes. It's coming. Get ready.
I've got it.
Can you two hold it?
I think so.
Hurry. He's very heavy.
Like that. I've got it. Now, up in it. There. Can you see anything down below? It's dark.
I'll go down and find out where it goes.
Wait.
Anything wrong?
There is something down there.
I cannot hear anything.
Oh, Tom. Horrible. Young, go to the door, quickly.
Batala.
There is no escape.
Bakasap.
Shut it, Tom. See, Han, what is it? Look, one is coming through. Shut it, hurry.
Out of the way, Mala.
It is time to get in, Jan. Kill it. Bakasap.
There. Now help. Put his head back under the door. Oh, good.
Oh, they cannot get in, can they?
Not while this trap door is kept closed. They could not force it open.
Thank goodness. Oh, what about Gopher, Jan?
Did you not see?
No, Marla was in the way.
It is one of our large, man-eating reptiles.
Oh, there seems to be hundreds down there. I think we were going to escape that way.
Now I understand why the doorway is so easy to find and to open.
Yeah, I'm afraid your father's right. There's no escape for us unless Gorg allows it.
The factory you have just inspected is mass-producing my latest robots. They are wonderful little people. Mm. They have a brain and can speak. That is lightning.
Yeah. I can see them work.
They will obey the spoken command. All you have to do is to speak into a microphone located in their ear, and immediately their brain reacts. They are my greatest invention.
Modest little guy, ain't he?
Yes, certainly is. It's a pity that your greatest inventions have been for destruction.
It is a pity only for those who oppose. And now, my friend, let us go back to my room.
Where do you manufacture the hydrogen bomb?
On the northern continent. You have never been there, have you?
How could we? You've been hounding us ever since we landed here.
I had to capture you all. It would have been fatal for me to send off my invasion army before I had Vox die my power. Well, my friend, you must have seen enough to convince me that it would be stupid not to join me.
Hey, just a minute. Isn't that the blue streak over there?
Yes, it is.
I thought so.
I had it brought here from Rodden. It gave my engineers many a problem, but they managed to move it.
Now listen, Gorg, what are you going to do with it?
Fly it to Earth.
Just
their surrender.
What a comic. Listen, you'll get the shock of your life when you land there.
What?
You want I should tell you? Okay, now relax. You'll find that they won't ever surrender, see? Not while it's still alive. Get it?
You are wrong, Nick. They will do as I foresee. You see, it would be futile not to. Yes, it is a beautiful gesture. Do you wish you were flying it back to Earth, Bucky?
I was, as a matter of fact.
You could.
Why don't you get lost?
Just a minute. How do you mean?
Bucky, I'm not.
Look, Rocky, let me give you a tip.
Wait a minute, Nick. All right, go on.
Watch yourself. Anytime this guy likes anything...
All right.
He's after something.
Wait a minute. Gorg?
You may have wondered why I decided to invade Earth. It is this way. There are many millions of men. And I need many millions of men to build the armaments I need to conquer the universe.
Yes, go on.
So I would like to gain control of the planet with a little blood and poison.
See,
with your help, I think I can do it. Rocky, I want you to go back to Earth as my ambassador. We'll go there and deliver to your leaders an ultimatum. Surrender or die. What do you say?
Wide with amazement at Gorg's proposition, Rocky stares dumbfounded at him. Is the ruler of Venus serious, or is this just another indication of his undoubted insanity? And how will Rocky decide? Be sure to be with us for the next exciting episode of the Rocky Star Adventure, Destination Venus!